Aircheckdownloads.com.
Maybe you have a listener who's been in a similar situation to me. I have three children, but since this past Christmas, my eldest has started behaving very differently. Now, he had previously been a very well-behaved, outgoing teenager. He was a very happy young guy and had lots of friends, spending a lot of time out. He's 14 and pretty streetwise, so that was all fine. Now, things changed very suddenly over the winter holidays, when instead of going out with his friends, after he'd had dinner and done his schoolwork, he started to become a bit of a recluse. He went very inward and he spent all of his time in his room rather than out playing footy as he normally would. Now, he seemed to go from being confident and sporty to inward and apparently a bit clumsy. Now, over time, he seemed to lose his appetite too. It looked like he was really wasting away, but he said there was nothing wrong. He was just feeling tired or other similar excuses. Now, I feel bad at myself for ignoring it, but I had two others to look after and I also work long hours. It's not easy being mum. In May this year, I walked in on him as he got out of the shower and I noticed that he had bruises all over his chest. Shocked, I asked him where they'd come from, and he said, in rugby at school. I believed him, and it wasn't until one day he came home with a bleeding lip that I really started to push him for what was wrong, and he started to cry, revealing everything. He'd been bullied in a big way for the last 7 months. Turns out that he stuck up for someone smaller than him who was getting a hard time. And not only did the bullies turn on him, but so did the boy that he was looking out for. It was physical and emotional. They'd beat him up on the way home from school on a regular basis, and he'd been hiding it from me. They'd told him to stop going to football practice, and he did through fear of more action. Now, he's been by himself struggling with this all this time. I said to him that enough is enough and we need to get it sorted. And he's begging me, absolutely begging me, not to go to the school and try to fix things. I'm desperate to give these boys what for, but he says it will just make it worse. I really don't know what to do. It's got to the stage where he has almost convinced me to let him change schools. It's got that bad, he wants to get out of that school and go to another one to get away from these boys that are doing this to him. Please, can you help me? He's trusted me by telling me this, and I want it to stop, but I really don't want things to get worse for him. I don't want to show him that running away is the thing to do. But at the same time, I just don't think that he could deal with it if it was to get any worse. Do I tell the school, or do I go to the other parents, or should I try and give him the easy option, or is there another way? So plenty of things that she's chewing around, plenty of ways around this, but which one actually is the best one? Should she give in? Should she say, we'll change schools, you can go to a different school? You're then going to leave the problem behind, but are you? Because what happens if it starts occurring all over again? You can't just keep changing schools and changing schools and changing schools, can you? Is it best to go in to see the teachers? But then I guess you run the risk of the kids finding out that you've been up the school and then the bullying could get worse. Should she go and meet the parents? And again, I guess it depends on what the parents are like, because some would be horrified and some would be, well, what goes on in school, you know, it's up to them. It's up to them to deal with it and I'm not getting involved. So if you've been through this and it's something that you personally have experienced, be it as the person that was being bullied or as the parent, please tell me tonight how you dealt with it, what did you do and what the outcome was. Maybe you dealt with it in such a way that looking back, you think that maybe wasn't the way forward, or maybe you nipped it in the bud. Whatever, please come and tell me tonight your story. 0330 660 0011. That's 0330 660 0011 and 87867. You can text me on that number too. I realise that some people will not want to give their names out. And if he wants to come on anonymously tonight, that's absolutely no problem. We'll change your name or just not call you anything. That's absolutely fine. But please, if you can help, if you've been through this situation, let me know. We've got it on Facebook too now. If you want to go read it in full, it's Caroline Sanctuary Martin. That's Caroline Sanctuary Martin. We've posted it on the wall. You can go and check it out. Read it at your leisure. And hopefully we will be able to give some response back to this lady who so badly needs our help tonight. So whatever your angle is with it, then do let me know.
Aircheckdownloads.com.